Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. James Bond was the fictional British Secret Service agent created in 1953 by author Ian Fleming. Fleming then went on to write 12 novels and 2 short stories featuring the iconic character. The world loved James Bond so much that they created 27 James Bond movies featuring 7 different actors in the lead role. A lot of people have strong opinions about their favorite James Bond, and also who should or should not play James Bond. Today, Nick and I jump into the fray and show our James Bond cards. Listen in as we banter on everything Bond. Enjoy.
I should learn all of the swear words and all of the languages.
I love that. I wanted to learn how to say, you are the man, in every language.
You're the man now, dog.
You can just say it like that, like Sean Connery in that movie, Finding Forrester.
You're the man now, dog.
That, I think that's one of the first impressions I've ever heard you do.
Oh, I've done a ton of impressions. Yeah. You've heard my... okay, money penny.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Oh, she deserves a good slap is what she needs. I grew to not like him during that period when I learned that he slapped women.
Oh, yeah. He's a terrible person.
But I loved him as like a man's man. He's my favorite James Bond.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true, actually, because I really like Pierce Brosnan as well. And Daniel Craig has an edge. But I liked his James Bond because he seemed a little, I don't know, a little less campy. Not like Roger Moore.
Roger Moore was super campy. Great actor. Yes. Excellent actor. Was given the worst scripts in the world. And I feel like with 007 and James Bond, like, you know, there's this debate over who's going to play him next. And I don't think that should be the debate. The debate and the work that needs to be done is, what's the story?
Yeah, how about that? That's always been an issue, though, because I love the first half of most James Bond movies.
Yeah, and then
Nod off between that and the final beats.
Yeah.
Final beats are almost always fun as well.
I keep getting caught up. Same thing with the Mission Impossible movies. Like, what are the bad guys doing? Like, what is it that they want? Like, forget that you work for the Impossible Mission Foundation. Like, that's the name of your organization. Okay. I don't know how to get beyond that, but I'm going to try, right? Like, that is pretty terrible. But the other part of it is the last 3 movies were all the same bad guys, and all they want to do, same thing in James Bond, is just destroy, kill off most of the people in the world so they can start over.
Yeah. Well, that was what Lex Luthor wanted too, right? He wanted to dominate the world. He wanted to actually destroy
the
coasts.
Well, he wanted real estate because that was the only thing that really made any money.
It mattered to him.
So I understood him.
Yeah.
I understood his thing.
I kind of
understand the, like, kill a lot of people. Like, that's the Thanos approach. Kill half of all the people and everybody will be fine.
And you know something? If you choose the right half, I'm not sure that I'm convinced they're wrong.
Oh, no, for sure.
You know, it's like, but then you get into that situation of who gets to choose, you know, and who gets to be chosen.
Yeah, I go to one of those, like, lottery type of situations, like that awful short story that everyone had to read when they were a kid.
I love that short story because it was such a kicker ending. And Shirley Jackson actually... pretty cool. Also wrote The Legend of Hell House, which is also a very creepy book if you listen to it. All of the adaptations that they make of these things don't turn me on, but the books themselves, during the pandemic, I dove deep into some classics. Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for the Meaning of Life, Thich Nhat Hanh's This Moment, Sir Walter Isaacson's biography of Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, wow.
Which was incredible. I mean, but I would have never had the bandwidth.
And you did
the
all those Goosebumps stories, too? I went back and read all of those.
I should have done some R.L. Stine. Have you ever read one of those?
Actually, I no, but I kind of want to.
I've only read a couple of them. My kids weren't into them, but the ones that I read, it's exactly that. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's not like the Goosebumps movie with Jack Black in it.
Oh yeah.
That was not really that fun.
Yeah.
I expected it to be funner. Is that a word, by the way?
Funner? Yeah, funner. Yes, that's absolutely a word.
I wasn't sure because I never really use it.
Yeah.
Funner. I say more fun.
Oh no, that's grammatically incorrect.
And what about funly?
Funstudnen. means so much fun.
Fun studiousness.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a thing. I like words, though.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. I do enjoy the spectacle that is the James Bond, Mission Impossible, action hero type of movie. But as I get older, it's harder for me to suspend my disbelief, whether that's for the name of the organizations that stop terrible things from happening being the Impossible Mission Foundation, or my disbelief of the motivations of the villain. I want to believe the bad guy so that I can be okay with the hero doing impossible missions. Have a great day.